So we do Hayim Baba come back the other sefer. The Chabad on sefer Kemach, sefer which we saw a couple weeks ago. You have Kemach, you have Chitin, you have Shakel ben Nefashis. Loishin Nichon Dak Dak, Loishin Nichon Ksas. We then use Beitam Shachitin, Loishin Kemach Shakolius. Reason why the Gemara says it being that it was Nishtane, it didn't get its Iker as a real thing of pass. It didn't get there. He did a shin to it. So therefore it doesn't have cheshivas to it, and therefore you make a shahako. We mentioned in the past that somebody has cookie dough. It's a very common type of kamach, which people eat. Besides what bracha you make on it. Being that it's a normal tzuru of eating it, maybe you make mezainis, which that is, being the maisa, it's kamachai, that's what it is. Even though the maisa, it's normal way of eating it, you make a shahako. We saw the maisa, the pasha is you make a shahako, and even though it's a normal thing to do, because the maisa, it was a shinoi, it lost its, it didn't get to its, the ikar achlas leba, the ikar thing of chitin is to be, to be zaydus ramaitzi, and therefore cookie dough be shahako. And the more brings it about down by shtisa.
Even if we made a mitzvah for that.
The shahaz bracha make on it. The more makes a difference between whether it's something which is thick or something which is thin. The more says if it's something which is thick, so then it keeps its bracha, and it's going to be mezainis. I'm saying it's something which is more thin, so then the lach is that's going to be shahakol. The camera passes. Kama shahakol mechishes mean dog and shalkol. Ever b'mayim, I shall ask him. If it's thick, they say roi lachila, then it's mezainis. If it's a rack, it's roi l'shtia, then you make a burn of flesh. You make a burn of flesh. So this is very negated by farinas. You have a farina. If it's going to be thick, which is right. What do you say? Saying that what? Hold on a second. By farina, if it's something which is farina, if it's something to be very, very thick, if it's going to be thick, then obviously it's going to be mezainis. If you can make it very, very liquidy, so then if it's liquidy at the point which this is re'lishtia, if it's rak, the re'lishtia, then you can make a shackle and then you make a brand of fashis. A normal farina, bidarak klal. You know what I'm talking about when I say farina?
No.
Hot cereal, whatever. Normal, I'd imagine it's going to be mezainis. It's very, very thin. That's where you get into the shayla. Now, in Yeshiva Samir, they used to serve it. I don't think it's serving anymore for breakfast. But they used to serve in Yeshiva. It's a very, very, very liquidy farina. What? What? The more liquid it is, the cheaper it is, right? It's like mainly. What? So if it's very, 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 very liquidy, which is royal shtia, the difference between shtia and achila is the way that eating you chew and drinking you just drink. That's normal. What do you say? It's how a person does it. Shtia is you just swallow, and eating more is something which you chew. Some say chug is spoon versus like that, but because it's very, very liquidy, it should be a shakal. There's a bracha used to learn in yeshiva over here, when I went to find a day back in the day. So then I had breakfast a couple of times, so I used to, I asked him, like, what bracha you make on this. He told me he took the Rabbi Yashua a lot of times, and so Rabbi Yashua almost every time says mezainis. He was very, very liquidy. But I got in the passage up here, as long as my mom is liquidy, that person, what would you drink? You don't need to chew on it. Then the luck is it's going to be shahakol, and it's not going to be mezainis. Mishra brings down that if you have this, he's attached to many groupin, just many him and the dogan, him and the dogan. He put mayim harbeish in a really regular sarpai zupa. It's a bottle of gabi mayim because ban. He says this is an interesting case of this. We're looking for a case. Do we have a case where they're both not bottled to each other? So Mishra brings down a case if you put a lat inside. So he says that the mini dogan are not bottled because there's a lot of soup. Therefore, he says you have to make on the Groof and Bremen Zainus. Maybe he says also the man's not bottled because it's not a shtia. In Reishay, he says a little bit more about Barichas, which brings down the case of. You have the soup with the Levavis. Levivis. So he says, if you want the Levivis, which are Mizainus, so you can Mizainus, you pat to the right. There's only a little bit, and there's a lot of water. The ik is for the water. So he says, Vad in a mayim batata galavivis. You make a bracha on the mayim shakal. The vivis on the zainis. Because in the Chayyadim, it's Yisutay Mikshak Adavar Acha. So because we have a case over here, which we were looking for, do we have a case, is the Tavish always bothered in the Zainis or not? Of course, Yesh says it's going to be bothered to us. Of course, he's out of cloud across the board, and is it always going to be bothered? So we have a case in the Mishavur here, which is saying that you have a little bit of the Vivas. If it's only a little bit of Vivas, he says, but Vade, the Mayim, is not bottled to the middle of Vivas. Therefore, you're going to have to make two brachas, make a bracha Mazinus, and also a Shahakal. Abba Lamaisi says, so what should you do? He says, first you should make a bracha on the Mayim, then afterwards on the Mazinus. So what's the reason why? Because the Izzah Shtakar had to say this whole Tavshal is, it's a Koshi Yesh Peshmi Mazinus. Therefore, first you should break on the water. And then afterwards, make a bracha on the mezainis, because if you do it all the way around, the mezainis goes out of path, is it? Because of the koshiyeshma. Now, Ramesh says in Shuvah, when you make a bracha on the water, you should have in mind the soup, you should have in mind, let's make it practical, croutons in your soup, right? So what's going to be the luck with that? Croutons in your soup. So it's kind of like these mishnah brurah come out like this. If there's a lot of croutons in the payro, or a lot of lokshin in the soup, it becomes the ikar and you make a mezainis. If there's not so much, so Mishavur is saying that we have a little bit of a problem. To say that the croutons are, to say the water is bottled, the croutons is mainly soup. Therefore, they can be bottled. Besides, I could say the croutons are bottled, my says, Koshi Yeshboy. You also want it there. It's not try this. You also want it there. You're interested in the croutons. You want also Petor Achila. You want Petor Achila. So, what do you do? So, Mishavur is saying, in this case, you make two brachas. Now, how do you make the two brachas? There's two options. One option is make a bracha first on the soup. And then on the croutons, because there's a good chance to say the croutons fattens everything. And therefore, first we broke on the shackle, not on the croutons. Now, when you do that, Ramesh says, have in mind when you do the shackle, not the part of the croutons, because there's a time the croutons are about to the shackle. So have in mind that you make the bracha on the shackle and not the part of the croutons. And first, you make a bracha on the shackle and not the. More attached to the part. Now. He brings on the chayadam, a different eitzah, make a shak on something else, and moitzi the reitzah. You like the eitzah a little bit better. The mice is a little bit shrek, because maybe this is really tough to the soup, and therefore it should all be mezainis. So why is separating making shak? This is a better eitzah, make shak on something else, and go ahead and pat to the reitzah. Now, in the case we make a shak on something else, and pat to the reitzah, over there, walk us first, mezainis for the shakal. Mezainis. The violence say that brach of mezainis goes before shakal. In the case, in the soup, which if you make a bracha on the shackles, it's sad to say that it's going to patter the mezainis. So, sorry, the mezainis is going to patter the shackle. Therefore, it says first make a bracha on the shackle, and then after make a bracha on the mezainis. But in a regular situation, in the chayodim, you're pattering something else. So then, over there, you should make a shackle. First make a mezainis, and then after you make a shackle. So back to the croutons in the soup, or the lokshin. If there's a lot, the chayor comes the ikar. If it's not so much in there, so then, so you have the suffix. If you really also want the croutons, you want the lokshin, you're also eating it, the spoya, you want it, and you're eating it also. So we have a little bit of suffix what to do. Over there, we say make two brachas. You have two options. One is separate it, make a first bracha on the soup, and why not the part of the lokshin, or make a shakal something else, and make a mezainis on the soup. A similar need with cereal and milk. So what do you do with cereal and milk? So with that cloud, cereal and milk, which is in shuva. Normally we say that the milk is going to be tough to the cereal, the dark cloud, right? You're just having the milk is just to enhance the cereal, and that's ikar v'tafel, and if for the milk we're not being makayv bracha. There's one scenario which it says that could be maybe also, it's not like normal scenarios, if you put a lot of milk in, you're also thirsty, so then he said also maybe that'll be two brachas, and you maybe separate. But I think the normal case over there probably is ikar v'tafel, and the milk is just to enhance the cereal, and therefore you would not make a bracha on the milk. Now back to Sif Dalas. So Sif Dalas is Sif Gimel, sorry. Sif Gimel, we discussed the suga of Kol Sheyesh Bo. So now, we were discussing a little bit last time what's going to halacha with Shnitzel. Now, in the Rishonim, when they discuss the Ma'alos of Kol Sheyesh Bo, so Lashon HaRash, Lashon HaIri, they say, Nusach, that since you put in Mezainis, Iker Shem HaTavshel Nikra Al Dei the Mezainis, and therefore, that's why you make a mezainis. They're saying alumnus that Pshana Kol Sheyesh Bo, not Sam Zeis HaKasav. That is, when you have mezainis, that's Iker Chashivas of the Meichel. Therefore, the Meichel is Nikra Al Shem Zeh. And if it's Nikra Al Shem Zeh, that's the reason why you'll get a mezainis. But about if the Meichel would not be Nikra Al Shem the mezainis, and the mezainis is just like a spice or something, about this Pashit, that's not going to be mezainis. Therefore, They chazen through that according to the Rush and the Miri that the Yisrael Dover is that it's Nikra al Shem the Michael. That's what it is. By Shnitzel, what's going to be the halacha? Rather, the Michael is not going to be Nikra al Shem the breadcrumbs. And therefore, it's plus this going to be the Shahakal. The Rajba, the lesson of Rajba is that. No, but the super size, you have two things over there, right? And we can separate them. There's two separate things you're eating together. So there we can handle which has the chashivas. So we can say, in the chashivas of boys, maybe it's toppled to this one. Now we can handle what the achilles is for what I'm trying to do, how much, even I'm eating it together. Here we have one thing basically which is together. Now the shadow is what's going to be the ekshema maichel. So what's the ekshema maichel? So in the world of the Rosh Hashanah, it's pasha, something like schnitzel, filter fish, pasha is going to be shahakal. In the world of the Rajma, the Rajma says, no, you have a maichel. You put mezonis lachshirei latimai for tam, or to listed a leiv. Sorry, listed a leiv or latimai. The Rashi says even though it's not the ikur, still once it's coming there to give tam, it's coming to listed a leiv. So the chaygan is like a Rashi, the din is that it gets a din of koshiyeshvay, and therefore it gets a din of mezonis. In the Rashi's world, so over there, even if it's not the ikur shema machel, you don't need the lumdus as shema machel. That's not it's calling the Rashi. And even if it's not the ikur shema machel, still in the Rashi's world, the lach is going to be. That Koshishba gets a chashivas, and therefore over there it gets a din of mezainis. In the Rajra's world, that's where the whole fight breaks off. So, as the Meister Brishbru does mention the Rajra, question how much he's going with it. He does mention the world of the Rajra. In the Rajra's world, the question is how far do we take it? Because even the Rajra's world is something there with the town. If something that's listed a lady gets a mezainis, the question is at some point, this Mistavari, even the Rajra's agreed, there's not going to be like a chashivas. About if you have something which you have, let's say, a whole tafshal, you put a little bit of, let's say, you have ice cream, you put a little crunch on the top. So just give it like a spice or something. So even in the Raj, in the world of Miri and Riffa, it doesn't start off. It's ice cream. It's ice cream. It's not a crunch. Even in the world of Rajwood, it's Mistaver at some point that's considered a tavlin. And the whole body gets it. We saw Kishish, but it's not exactly like Kosa, right? We saw if it's the Davik, it doesn't get the Hashivas. If it's not there, if it's just to make it to make it thicker, it's not there, the Tam, it doesn't get the Hashivas. So it's not exactly Kosa. Elamai the is when it's the Tam, that has a Hashivas to it. Now, it's a stuff there in the Rajwa, not Mukhrach. Even the Rajwa, you're talking could agree at some point that this thing has no Hashivas to say this is the Iker Shema Michael. That's something which is Iker Hashivas to the thing that should be so Hashiv. That I could go in and get the bracha. It's mistaken even in the Raja's world that there is some type of breakup point that that's just a spice ba'amal, and therefore it's not going to get the ikka chashivas, and therefore it's not going to be ikka chashivas amachal, and therefore it shouldn't get the bracha. So that's where the big vikuach breaks off in Klaiso in terms of when it comes to schnitzel, what bracha do you make? There's a camp which says that the Raja says, Tam, let's say the leave. Therefore, it's coming for time to take a mezainis. That's pashim shah, that's a pashim yid, reza gemara. And it's there for time. You want it there, eating it, and then we make a bracha. Therefore, we surrender all the tzia and brought down the marmakim. It's that marmakim. Second, he's that marmakim. I think it was Dali Yates, or was a chaf aleph. He goes with that mahalach. This is the reason why I put in schnitzel, but this is there for taste. Isn't it? It should be mezainis. Okay, the Rinsen Kralitz, Barak went like that. He says it's mamish time for taste. Then the chayra. It's coming for taste. So now it should go ahead and be mezainis. Rav Yashi Madura Rishayna, we'll call it. At some point says, what's a schnitzel? It's for taste. Then the chayra should be mezainis. And the Rav Safayim brought down a nusach from one Shem Ramesha. The different schayser brings down, but one of the schayser Shem Ramesha was, so it depends what it's there for. If the bread comes here, that shouldn't burn, then it's the davik, then it's not mezainis. But if it's there, the tam, and the chanani, it would be mezainis. That's one camp. The other camp says, no. Shad is, if I just can get a kosa, if it's just a tablet and ba'amma, therefore, if you can say that this is the Ikkar Michael. If you walk over to a pasha, that's balabai, just from like, nah, let's say what, my kesha, this is a schnitzel, that's what it is, that's what you're trying to eat. Okay, pasha, in MSC, Yakov, Yakim, Netsky said like that, but now Scheinberg, she's living down with some challah. He says, "Yeah, it's pasha. It's something which is a tavlan ba'alma. The whole tachlis is just to enhance something else. So he says it's pasha. That's something which should be. It's pasha. The ikker is the ikker, not the tzipa. The tzipa can't have chashivas to it. And he says it's pasha that you make a shackle, and therefore you make a bracha. Rav Yashiv in his later years." Was Schweizer. How much is his Schweizer different than Schweiz? in Shuri Rabbi Asher on Brachas, page Tafchav Beis, I think, 422, if I remember correctly, he brings down that they asked him about Schnitzel. This is the Brachas Shir he used to give on Shabbos afternoon. He used to give a Brachas Shir, whatever, he used to give like a Shir on Shabbos afternoon. He spoke from the Sefer. I went for a smoke to Kufa, when he's learning Brachas. So they asked him in terms of what bracha you should make on Schnitzel. So he said from the Chazon Ish that back to the fish. So if you put the chemical davik about the chakal, let's say you put the chemical in order to fill you up, what's going to be the loch? Similar shayla, right? Do you say then, it's been out for maspia, therefore you should go ahead and make the mazinus? Or what? Or you should go ahead and make it a chakal. So it says the chazan said, the mice is fish. Germanish can call it. It's fish. I, it's also deer and whatever. Mice is ikker. That's the person, the ikker Michael, what the Michael is fish. That's what it is. The fact they put something else in there to make that now to be called the ikker, that's something which is blown the sky by a levin. Can I get a seichel? But it's not the chuvan of the sugya. And about the chepza, that's what it is. It's a fish. It's saying even in the Rajva, don't be so takua. When Yivade is saying we have something mixed in, come out the Shirei, it's only when you have, okay, you have dvash with kamach, so maza, is it dvash, is it kamach, what is it? But by the way, you have something with fish. When you have some mazenis in there in order to give it a geshmak. He's saying even the Rajva, that's not the mukhavan of the Rajva. And that's something which is, the ikr kukulate something else. Like this. The kosh yeshbo is machriya b'makim asafik, we could say. Like, what is the ikr of the maichel? We have ingredients we have. Let's say you have sushi, and there will be a kosh yeshbo. So, sushi is a complicated shadow, right? So let's say it wouldn't be rice, but it would be a kosher yeshbo. You have a kosher yeshbo, you have a dama, you have a fish, like maze. What's the ikar? So many ikar? So then that can be clear what it is. But something which is clear what it is. This is a fish. In fact, you put in a little mazayin satam. He says that's, even the rajma is not what the rajma meant, and the vada is going to be different, he says, back to schnitzel. It's chaser. He says that it's going to be shakal. That's what it is. It's a shakal. It's maybe your shemayim. We mock it into Machav, maybe to patter it. He says, it's mock into Machav, Yashmei, to patter it. But if not, Bikaron will be considered.
Where's the Rajba argument? Something that's not the Ikra Kuga only.
What do you say?
Where's the Rajba argument?
The Meiri and the Rush always needed that you're able to be Nikra to Shem Michael on this food. That's Bechavsa, where you're going to need it. The Rajba does not need that, but if you have something which is a clear ikker, that's a big one. Do you say two worlds? And, Miri is Shem Tavshel, Raj is whenever you have the time, and like two different worlds and everything would be whatever. Or it's a much smaller machlekes. The machlekes is only when you don't have a clear ikker. Then, we want a clear ikker. You have something which is not so clear, so then we can say, fine, Zainus has a cheshivas to it, but something which is gefilte fish. This is what it is. This is what you're trying to eat. You want to eat gefilte fish. Maybe there's a little mazayin to the town. Or something like a schnitzel. You're eating the schnitzel. Maybe there is some coating to it. That's not going to give it a...
Something's
called on the chain. What the person's trying to do. What does he want? Like, a fish, you're looking for the taste of fish. Maybe there's some mazayin in it to make it a little more filling. But that's the person trying to eat.
Ice cream would go into the machlekes?
Cookies and cream ice cream?
Yeah.
So, the machlekes in the... I ain't thinking of machlekes. Yeah. In other words, in the world of the people that say kosher yeshvay rajva, it's the other time, it's mazainus. Schnitzel, you make a mazainus. Let's say, that world. Somebody cookies can ice cream be mazainus. It's the other time. In the world of like the Shevet Alevi and maybe Rabbi Yashav and the Chazara and the Chazon Ish and the Rabbi Yaakov, which you say, you're looking at what the Ikashay Michael is, something which is a spice, it's tough to it. So then the loch is, it's going to be shakal. Now there are those, there's a third camp, which is mechalik, how thick.
The
case you want to know in the second, it doesn't have to be enough kamina, number one, but there could be a case. You can't call the shame machal, it's like ingredient, it will be a case. I'll think as I go along, I'll try to think of like a sandwich like sushi would be a good example if it would be mazainous, like that type of thing. It's not clear what it is. No, there's rice, there's fish, there's what are the things that you should get?
There's vegetables,
rice, fish, and like. Not clear what's what. So if there'd be a mazayin, it's a kosher yeshbay. If rice would have been a kosher yeshbay, so then. So maybe that'd be an issue, right? If you can't be conveyed the shame of that, so maybe it wouldn't be by the rashi. But yeah. There's a third camp, which says, depending how chashev is the how chashev is the covering. A tzibur, which is a thin covering, let's say that schnitzel that's batal and they can't give it the same eichel. If you have a chashev covering, a thick covering, so the other person's das is also on the covering, it's more like two ikrim. And you have a very, very thick covering, so maybe chayav gavna over there, maybe the covering would be ikrim, would be mezainis. Or if you have inside is vegetables and the outside is the covering, so maybe by schnitzel, that is to say that the covering is bottled to the schnitzel, which is chashev, is bottled to that, or something which is non skabal, something. I think it's something like with a thicker covering, so maybe over there will be more mezainis. There's a camp which goes like that. This bracha says, I think Rabbi Yashiv went like that. I did a lot of different schreis, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Yashiv, you know, passively maybe Rosham Azalman. But Shevi Levi Alayan says, no, it's a tzipoy. Right, the svar, the tzipoy is v'chavtzasam, which is tafel, and a tafel can't become v'ikra, no matter what. It's not, it's something which is, and therefore it's a schnitzel, and doesn't care whether it's vegetables, whether it's thick, thin, across the board, it's going to be shehakol. Now the minhag ha'olam, I think, can we demand is, I don't make shakol on it, right? I think minhag ha'olam is like shakol. I know in the staff dining room, so if they have mezainis there, so, and, you know, then about the, you know, people try to patter it, you know, if they serve mezainis on for lunch. They try to pat to it, but if not, then, you know, it seems like the minhag ha'olam is to make shakol. Wait for Reishi Beis. Yeah, cut off over the egg, I'm saying. Or else it's a chesed again.
Even in the Meiri, you might have been tied to make mezainis, because chicken's chicken, schnitzel. Why is schnitzel called schnitzel? Because it has breadcrumbs on it. So the shame of this Michael is not chicken. You go buy grilled chicken, you buy grilled chicken. You buy schnitzel or schnitzel. So the shame of the Michael is I'll shame the crumbs.
Someone asked you.
Doesn't mean like the knee.
Chicken.
You're eating chicken. Maybe it's a way, it's like saying it's a different type of chicken. In other words, there's like honey grilled chicken, there's sesame chicken, there's pepper chicken.
So what do you mean by the name of the mic?
He means that it comes overwhelmed when you have a mezainis and it gets the
chicken.
It's that.
Chicken.
Now, certain things are ladavik. Certain things are what?
Pretzel chips.
I never saw it, but if the question is it just a tablin or a two ikrim? That's what you have to answer.
No, it's a tablin.
Tablin? Is it okay? So it's whatever you hold it. Fig. The question is it if it's just a tablin it'll be shakel? If it's like two ikrim, if it's like two ikrim, then maybe it'll be mezainis. It'll be two ikrim. But
when you're patting it up,
you're not gonna have a share either way for Alam Mechia. For sure, by Nefesh, not for sure, because you're not gonna have a share. Even as Mazayans, because the only breakdowns are very small. Now, in terms of the two things in Ladavik, so we said examples of Ladavik are like in kugels, falafel, different cases. Sometimes certain cakes are falafel, are just Ladavik, Balma. Hey, licorice is a big hack. It seems to be the overwhelming opinion is that it is ladavik. There are some would say, what do you mean? It's ladavik. What? No, there could be something. Like, mama's a thin layer on the bottom. It's just a ladavik baum. It's not really there. You have a big cheesecake like this, and we'll think on ladavik and baum. It could be. A lot of times it's going to be ladavik. Licorice just seems to be that people assume that it could be ladavik. Did say, I think it's sort of a shame of Moshe, that Moshe says it's saying this. I think it's pretty mukabal that it's gonna be the kibshuta is gonna be ladavik. So in Sif Dalad we saw be Dagen Chai or Shlokis, sorry, or Kloyis, or Shalak, and the Shleim, and just make a dummy, and it burn the fashes. So he said over there, there's an issue of Bracha Koina. It'll be found by Bracha Koina. So what examples the place to discuss? The place to discuss, a couple cases come up. Oats, you have whole oats. So I've got the Shal a couple of times. People call up, you have oats, and they just put it in the oven, and like they make like a thing out of it. So what's that?
Noah.
Oh yeah,
you know. Huh? So what bracha you make on that? Hatama and bracha achrayina. Could be a suffix. I'm saying it would be a suffix. Ikar din is by nefashis, Mashiach writes, but nochin lahachmer, not to only eat it in the suda. Now different oats.
The garnish on top of ices, like people put on top of like say, strawberry ices.
What?
This granola, they'll take granola and put on top of yogurt or something.
So be shy, it's tafel, I mean. It's tafel with the yogurt. That's the shaker with tafel. Yeah, so if you make a koi, it says even though you roast it, it doesn't get a shame mice if the or shalak. Even though you roast it or you shalak it, if you didn't do it in life in a bushel, so then it doesn't get a shame mice tapsho, it doesn't get a shame dice to it, and therefore the lach isn't be adam, and then it's gonna be a dumb. So example, the person is bringing on the shalva, the sugar crisps, the pshuto, you just puff wheat, and being that it's puff wheat, so therefore the ikar din is that it's adamba, and a yari shemaim certainly need it during a suda because they have a problem of bracha achreina. Or you eat less than a shear. If you eat less than a shear, then also it's not going to be an issue. And that's the other option in terms of that.
Why would oatmeal be different than the baked dough, than the granola? I think
because it's cooked, right? So you cook it.
Meaning it's not baked?
Yeah, there's shalak. No. We have basis of tala, right? We have chamish midangim, which you cook, or saklipa falls apart, daisa, all those things comes in mezainis. We have chamish midangim, which you just roast, not with water, that stays adam, and roast it, then that stays adam. Hopa. What?
It says
that
shalak.
You're in basis of tala, right? You? Right, in dollar. Hakol dagan chai. Right, if you roasted it, it's like this. He dagan chai, oiklayus. So they'll stay adam. Now, it's another case. If you cooked it in the green shleimim, then it's adam and brepi adam.
That's the same in bushel of sifes, just it stays
shalom. Yeah. Now the three cases which it stays, which you guys in the shayla: raw, toasted, or cooked and totally shalom. Then that's where it stays. In the stomach. Now, with derek kalal, oatmeal is when you cook it. Number one, it's the stomach. That was one of the times. Therefore, it's going to be mezainis. Therefore, as being that's cooked, therefore oatmeal is going to be mezainis. If you have whole oats and you just put it in the oven, that's going to be siftal. And therefore, but derek kalal, let's just cook before. You have some of the, have no, some are cooked before and some are not. But then it's going. Now, what? If you make home out of oats with a derek klaus, it's not big. It's not big. It's not a klipa and it's not big. This is a klipa and it's not big. What?
You make granola,
no, nowadays bishul. There's two things. It's klaus and kibben is not big. Guy and kibben is not big. It's not a stabbing. There's bishul and it's not big. That's like a dice. That gets
Sticks with the other stuff.
You're cooking it, that's either cooking or not cooking it. So if it's roasted, it's not like a tafshel. A tafshel is something you cook. Roasting is not. So therefore, in order for a raw thing to get a mezainis, it has to be hosa, klipa, maybe nesmayev, bishel, nestaiving, stavik, all things that make mezainis. If it's not cooked, it's roasted, or it's raw, it stays hadama, even if it is nestavik. Therefore, anything which is whole, even if you make it nestavik, it doesn't make a difference because it wasn't in the tzura of cut. Now, the shayla granola bars is that it came through steam. So the question is, how do we misachis the steam? Is steam like roasting it? Just like roasting, we say it doesn't get a steam of a tavshel, and therefore it's adam and ripi adamo. We say, no, steam, being that there is liquid in it, it gets a din of bishel, and therefore it turns into mezainis. Mezainis halamechir. What is stadim? Instead of kolayis, just make something. You take something, you toast it, you're just like making it toast, making it hard. Bishul more like cooks it, softens it up, and you know, changes it, changes the sewer, that's just hard. Steam is something that's in between. If you say steam is something which it's like Peshul, because Maisa softens it, or say no, it's not the same pool as a Peshul, it's different pool, it doesn't do as much, and therefore it should be, you know, that's the suffix. So it's a big vikuach in the Haintika Poiskim, you know, in terms of Yashiv, Shem Zalman, and it looks like more Mukubal that it's Nakasa like Bishul, and therefore, being that's Nakasa like Bishul, so therefore it should be a granola bar, which should be Hadama, and Pai Hadama. Shem Zalman like that, and Scheinberg and others, Rabbi Yashiv will answer, no, the Maisa is in Stavik, and he holds that Bishul, and therefore it would be a Mazain. So you on the website is over there, that the OU goes that, yeah, it's Adama, saying Bikurin Sadama, and they're recommending less than two. If you 1.5, they say you don't get to the Aladama Shaila. If you're less than two, you 1.5, then you know, that's their recommendation.
And soaked oats? And like overnight oats and soaked oats?
Let's put it on the side second. We gotta wait till this design. So, Chaz, that's a hard shy. Like, Kipshutoi soaked oats, based on what we say, what should be the halacha? So, it's a little bit hard, because we said toasting the oats, we said, Shai is just like hardening it. That's not like a tapshel. That's not the tsura tapshel, therefore it's not dumb. We said bishel is like softens it and cooks it, therefore it gets a dinamizing. Steaming was a big quack. Now, the question is, if you put in milk, that's the Chaz case. Put in milk and stavik a dinamok. So do you say, if you leave it there for a while, so the shah is like this. Do you say that that's like the pool of Bishul, it softens it and they stop baking it, and therefore that's enough, and it's now it's like a tavshul, it's like a dice, it's like a tavshul, so therefore it should be mezuinus. And it's kloyus, because you're just roasting, you're just hardening it, that's what you're doing. It's a different tsura. This is doing that, or no, being that it wasn't through a pool, it's official, therefore it shouldn't be. As soon as I can clarify, let's say I cooked it with a cliche. What's the halacha? So we say it's not a shame, right? So it's not a shame bishul, or no, it softens it, and therefore whatever. Let's leave that in a while. Just back to rice cakes. What time is it now?
12.
Well? 12. Yeah. Okay, so rice cakes is a. So basically, we say, what should be the halacha of rice cakes? It's a similar thing. Rice cakes, they just. Rice cakes is a similar thing. Rice cakes is a little bit involved in the second in terms of what's a lacha rice. It's a big record what lacha rice is bechla. It's rice mezain, it's rice adam, it's rice hakel. It's a, you know, it's a big discussion with the halacha and rice. So one of the tzirub when it comes to rice cakes is, even on the which we'll get to, even at time of Zayin, it's not clear. It could be, it's Adam all the time. And rice is never Zayin. So they do play around that also when it comes in terms of the halacha of the rice case. It's a similar vikuach. I mean, yeah, Shiv goes on the rice case on Zayin because the mice is in Stavik. Shemazam and Rasharmig and others, they go, they know that steam is not considered enough. And therefore they say that some rice cakes should be adama. Rice cakes should be adama. There's no shalal al adama there. It's not from the chemishiminim. And the rice cakes would be adama with Abraham Nefashis. Yeah, so some Zaman and Latin Shiva Levi and Shamig all say that's adama. They say it's adama. Or the Yashiv went. Rav Yashiv went that it's mizaynus, the mice it is, and it's tavik.